Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, everybody. It's Teresa.
Hi, guys. It's America.
We're back, and we're going to talk about Am I Selfish? Which is a question we get that's complicated, but I think the frame that we're going to talk about today, America, right, is like, why do we feel selfish when we're just trying to take care of ourselves?
Totally.
Why do we feel selfish, first of all? And then how do you decide if you are selfish or not? And then how does it relate to our own mental health?
I would love to start in kind of help having us think through what it means to be selfish, because I think that word has a lot of connotations.
Okay, go for it.
For me, I feel selfish when I make decisions that are solely based on my needs and I put everybody else's needs aside. Needs, expectations, responsibilities aside. And I just think, what do I want? And so I feel guilty.
So for you, it's about that dichotomy, like me versus everyone else?
Completely. Whatever overarching need exists of the other people, that may trump my own needs, and I'll set aside my needs and be like, oh, okay, well, I'll justify it somehow, right? Like, it's my cousin's birthday, so I have to be there, even though I feel like I don't want to be there because I'm tired or whatever.
It seems that selfishness is always running up against self-care. You are making decisions to take care of yourself because of something that it's weird because you talk about needs or expectations, but on the other end, it's like when we put ourselves on the back burner all the time, when we're just constantly doing things to make other people happy.
Yeah.
And when we don't make people happy, we feel guilty about it. We feel guilty. And the judgment statement we make to give a label to our guilt,
right,
is that I am selfish.
That's where the battle for me exists, because is it really me being selfish, putting myself first and saying, right now I can't handle that? I know myself well enough that I can't handle that.
But and if I said, yeah, America, you are selfish, how would you
feel? I would feel like, oh my God, you really think I'm selfish? Like, why? I always do things for you. Why can't you give me the space? Like, that's what I would counter with, you know?
That is funny, because I think that's definitely a phrase we'll say to ourselves. It's like you go back and forth and you ask yourself, like, am I really selfish or not? Is this selfish? And you know in your heart if you're being selfish or not. But we constantly judge ourselves and make ourselves feel bad, like we're somehow bad people. Because selfishness is I am judging myself for being bad about this decision I need to make about my life. So having compassion is really, we're not good at that.
No, so. And I think it's also ingrained in us, like culturally, like, you know, me coming from this Latin perspective where you're not really supposed to think of yourself. It's not about what you need. It's about what the group needs. So in many ways, that's where the battle for me exists, where I'm having to decide things for my well-being and then weighing that against the expectations and things like that are set by others and what is supposed to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you feel that way too.
I do feel culturally there are some real things about being selfish that are tied to cultural things and habits, like not being the last one to take food off the table. But I think in conversations, for example, being selfish about taking up time in conversations, that was something I had to learn where, you know, I don't know.
Like, what do you mean by that?
People who talk about themselves a lot, which is hard because if you're very lonely, you talk about yourself a lot. And there's definitely been times where if I'm struggling with my mental health challenges, I just feel like I'm pouring a lot of that emotional labor or weight on other people. So I talk a lot.
Okay.
And so I've become so worried about that I've I have to learn to listen and not be like a selfish conversationalist, which is really interesting because this is kind of, this starts to make me think about when I look back at my life, how do I understand whether I'm being selfish or not? Takers versus givers. Like, this is an easier frame for me to understanding true selfishness, right? Yeah. Not, oh, I'm not taking care of myself, but where can I look at my behaviors and understand that I'm being a taker too much and I'm not giving enough is something that is tied to selfishness as a label. Mm-hmm. But it's really also tied to whether I'm being a good friend or good partner or good coworker, is if I'm being too much of a taker, if I'm demanding too much versus also giving support, giving listening. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense because it makes me think about this idea of like, if you and I are just having a general conversation and I'm sitting there and you're bombarding me with your thoughts, it's like, yo, how about you ask me how my day has been? You know, like that's I totally see that. And that frame of giving and taking, I think, is a good one for many people because it does take away that judgment piece, right? Because the judgment piece then influences all the other negative thoughts that we have. And it just kind of turns into this humongous thing where you're just like, oh my God, I'm always talking about myself. And, you know, if I'm thinking about myself, what are the other person thinking that I, you know, suck or whatever?
And that is the way that I do think depression or anxiety or mental illnesses, because all of them, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, it's not that you're selfish. The brain does some mind screw up where, like anxiety, for example, if you're not present in a conversation because your friend is talking to you, and I've been like this where I literally am not paying attention and they can tell, like my eyes are glazed over, I am looking somewhere else, I'm in my damn head thinking about what I'm gonna say, what I'm gonna do, whatever happened like 50 days ago or whatever is stuck in my head, I'm so not present. In those times I'm definitely just taking, and it depends on the other side because I have some friends who they're just the same way, so we just talk at each other but not with each other. That's fine because we're all being takers, you know. It's like co-equal taking. But is mental illness robbing your ability to be a good friend?
That also gets though to this place of how the other people are interpreting your behavior. So like in your group of friends, if the idea is you're all kind of equally taking and you're just blah 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 talking to one another, that's kind of like, okay, it's accepted because that's the atmosphere that we're in. But then if you get into this other space where I'm coming at you and I'm telling you something like completely like I need your attention and you're like somewhere else, I would interpret it as you are so self-serving, self-centered, you don't think about anybody else.
Yeah. And it sucks because in that moment when that person tells you, oh my gosh, you're not listening to me, you feel guilty, then you beat up yourself, and then you're like, I'm selfish, and then it's just the spiral, right? The spiral of shame. It is fine when the other person doesn't care, but it's really hard when they do care or you feel bad because you start to realize how much you're taking from the relationship. And then it sucks, right? Because then you're like, well, where do I put all this stuff? Where do I put this emotional junk that I feel? I can't put it on one person. We talk about that a lot, right? Like,
yeah.
Dumping on one person in your life, unless they're your therapist, because you literally pay them to get dumped on. The best thing about therapists, you can dump on them as much as you want. But your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friend, or whatever, one person, and that you just dump on that one person all the time. I think there's some limits there where that person also starts to just struggle. Like it's too much, you know? And you're like, you really want to be aware that you don't want to put so much on one person.
A while ago, you shared with me that analogy of, you know, putting so many things on a table.
Yeah.
And the table is going to
crack,
you know, basically crack because of the weight that you put on there. I think when you start talking to people and you share and you feel like they're really listening, there's this component of you also taking a moment to ask yourself, what else is needed in this interaction from me? Right. Yeah. For the other person, where I'm giving also of myself. And I think that is even as simple as just saying, you know, it's okay if you don't have the time to chat about this right now. Mm-hmm. I just appreciate the fact that you answered your phone, you know?
Yeah. Because
that's
acknowledgement.
Huge.
Yeah. Is huge. Thanking them, stepping outside of ourselves enough to see the other person is huge. So when you see that other person, then you realize, oh, I need to be as much of a giver as I'm a taker, which means I'm asking them questions, I'm listening, and I'm aware of how my relationship with them is either one-sided or two-sided. Like, mm-hmm. if I've spent a lot of time demanding of this person, I can express gratitude and I can also like calm down, step back and say, well, I realized I've dumped on this person, acknowledge that, just say, I know I've put this on you. And one, I do think one really important thing for the person that you feel like you do this the most is to not be afraid to ask the question, like to not ask the question, for example, I know that living with me or being around me has been very hard. How does that feel to you? You know, is it okay that I'm telling you all this stuff?
Yeah.
Am I being a burden? Because sometimes our brain tells us that we're being a burden when we're not. Maybe that person loves us and it's totally fine. And I definitely think that reality checking is so important in all mental health problems, because I can never tell the difference between my mental health brain, my mental illness brain, the voice that tells me all the bad things, and like reality. And so I really have to lean on people I trust to tell me.
To be your sounding board. Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest and just be not afraid. That's a part. Not be afraid to ask the questions, even if I don't like the answer. Not to make crap up in my own head without checking that reality. Like, am I selfish? I think you got to ask people, do you think I'm being selfish?
Yeah. I think you also have to create the space, though, for yourself to be able to hear that. Because if you're not prepared for that response, it can work against you. Yeah. So ideally, you've really set yourself up to where you're, I would say, in a positive state and a frame to say, this is what I feel is happening. I also wonder, too, though, because we're talking about the judgments from others and things like that. But there's this added kind of factor where I believe that I am selfish when I make decisions that are for my own well-being. And because kind of society, culture, XYZ tells us, don't just think about yourself, then we do feel like making a decision for my own mental health, whether it's me telling you, you know what, Teresa, I love you, dude, but I can't listen to you today. That's me knowing my boundaries, right? And setting boundaries so that I'm able to keep myself well.
And it is not selfish to take care of yourself.
Yeah, completely.
If you take the things you need to be well or healthy, that's not being selfish. And this is hard when you live with people who are not compassionate and they tell you that you're selfish. And maybe you're starting to realize that their behaviors indicate that maybe they're takers all the time. And if you take a little bit, then they call you selfish and name calling. I think, how does somebody tell the difference between I am living with someone who is mean and a name caller and I'm not selfish, I'm just taking care of myself, versus I am selfish and I take too much? How do we help people figure that out?
One, I would write things down, because I write everything down to help me really think through, right? So I would just think back to situations where you may have asked or shared something with the person and what their reaction has been. Yeah. Has it been negative?
Yeah.
Is it positive? Because if you're coming at it with this framework of, I'm just trying to really get some help here, then I wouldn't think that that's selfish. I would just say, I'm trying to figure myself out. But then if the person's like, you always come and ask me these questions, you know, you're never asked me about myself. And then if that's what they're saying, you should come back and ask yourself the question, am I really never asking about this other person?
I like that. I think taking an accounting of your behaviors and building awareness about the way we are is really important for like a lot of reasons. Would you say also just checking in with other people? If you have one relationship where you're just, like your mom or someone, or like an abusive boyfriend, if you're like, okay, I can't tell if I'm I'm in an abusive relationship with somebody in my life, I think you gotta take an accounting, and then you gotta ask a bunch of people who have your interest in mind. And if a lot of them come back and they're like, no, it's not you, it's this person, mm-hmm. then the next step is really hard, because taking care of yourself might mean, you know, breaking up with someone who is a name caller.
Yeah, but you have to also consider, if it's like my mother, I can't break up with my mother.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
yes, some people have to break up with their mothers. Some people do.
I'm only thinking about my personal experience, so I can't speak to others.
Because you have a nice mother. That's nice.
Yes, I am so great, lucky to have a nice mother. But you're right. Some people may have to make that decision to completely like create a line and be like, yeah, no, we can't have conversations. We just don't do well in that space.
And your line doesn't mean I'll shut you out for life. Some people have to make that decision. Now.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, this is the boundary I've set. If you cannot behave within what is acceptable in terms of a good relationship, it's okay for me to say, I am not being selfish by saying I cannot be around you. It's a relationship. So then you wrestle with that crap. But
you're talking about things, though, like within like a therapeutic kind of conversations, where I remember my therapist telling me, like, write down what your behaviors are, because I didn't understand that I was reacting a certain way until I saw it on paper. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. wow. You know, and then you told me to do that ninja work, right? That you call like really getting into the feelings of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why are you feeling attacked, for example?
Yeah.
When the person is sharing something.
Yeah. It isn't forever. It's really about boundaries or taking a step back from a toxic relationship so you can build insight and not react. We should just say it is very hard to identify if you are selfish or if you're taking so much, if you're in what people call like a codependent relationship or an abusive relationship where it's very volatile. Maybe there's lots of taking on both sides, right? Like where there's an imbalance, you know? I think this is, we have to talk about eventually dealing with abuse and setting boundaries. But let's just say that if you're dealing with a question of selfishness and you're in a toxic relationship, you have to use other people as a soundboard to help you figure out whether things are really selfish or not, and how to give yourself boundaries and say that that's okay to do.
Yeah. I think learning how to set boundaries for yourself is a starting point. And then learning how to implement those boundaries in a safe and positive space, I think, is also very important, because you don't want to hurt other people's feelings, mm-hmm. especially if the relationship, you know, is a positive one and helps you or whatever.
Yeah.
So it is about being very thoughtful about your actions, not only for yourself, because that's what we're talking about, right? Being able to say, what do I need? But then also for the other person.
So to summarize, have compassion.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Be careful about judgments, you know, maybe using the word selfish as a judgment statement. So better to try and use taker. Am I taking versus giving? Mm-hmm. Lean on other people. Ask questions.
Yeah.
Check yourself. Make lists. Make lists. Gain insight. And taking care of yourself is not selfish.
Yeah. Do the ninja work. Fight in the open. Without any need to say, this is why I'm doing this. I need it. You don't have to give any excuses. I need this for me.
Thanks, America.
Thanks, guys. See you next week, or talk to you next week.
Bye.